always had the issue of keeping awareness going. And as you know, when you release the story in the papers and on the radio stations, it's great to get that exposure. But by getting the television exposure, people will be able to see firsthand from the videos actually the presence of the blocks that had these problems, and you could see how they were breaking up in people's hands. And it really hit home with a lot of people. And over the last week or so, we've had several phone calls of people who are registering with us, and we've got, you know, well over 50 people in the last week alone who've registered with us. And we've had several homeowners express concern about their own properties where all of a sudden what they thought would be maybe just hairline cracks, which might be associated with maybe the plasterwork, they're now asking the other question, well, really, maybe it could be a lot worse than that. And so the people have started to realise now, you know, it's time to start looking at it in greater detail, because it starts off like that. The plasterwork looks as if it's just a hairline crack and needs to be sorted out at some stage. But as time progresses, those hairline cracks will start to get bigger, and before you know it, you may be in a worse shape.
The official figure has the number of affected homes in the hundreds. There's long been a widespread belief within Donegal that the real figure is closer to the thousands. You believe what's been happening over the past week since that programme is going to prove that to be the case?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've got the aging of houses going back to 1980, so we already have a spread of 35 years of houses that are deemed to have the problem. And so if you can ask, you can answer, you know, if you look at the issue, 35 years with a home build, that's going to be a lot of houses that may be suspect. So I think as an engineer, as Damien McCabe indicated in the past, he's talking somewhere in the region of up to 5,000 homes that may be affected.
Donegal County Council has been much under discussion, indeed the council holding a special meeting of its own last week to discuss this issue and the implications of MICA for the council itself. One of the issues you've been raising this week is the fact that in recent days people have expressed concern about offers to purchase their homes under the incremental purchase scheme, in some cases in estates where there are other properties known to be affected by MICA. You believe Donegal County Council needs to look at this very carefully?
Absolutely, very carefully is choice words. I mean, you know, there could be legal ramifications if it's no houses are sold in the states where it's normally identified that there's problems with other houses around the place. So it's a difficult territory to be in. But bottom line is, if there are estates there where houses have been offered for sale and it's already known that one or two houses within the estate do have the presence of micro or defective blocks in the homes, then I think, say, for example, Donegal County Council, they would need to revisit their own plans again and ask themselves the question, are they really acting in the best interest of the tenants to actually offer these houses for sale without proper investigation into the properties in the first instance?